And continuing a community connection, again, focusing on Bartlesville schools and in this particular case, the foundation as well, because it's the people that that support what goes on in and around the classroom besides your tax dollars. And as we look at the foundation, we were talking about STEM programs. And, you know, I think science, engineering, mathematics have always been an emphasis. I can remember going to school in the 50s and 60s with the space race and everything. And I know studying, of course, computers were brand new, and you know, we did all our math programs in Base 16 and all that stuff. But it is now continues to be so important for these students.
That's right. That's right. And you know, the high school, thanks to the Phillips 66 Innovation Labs, and the middle schools also have a really great STEM curriculum. It's the Project Lead the Way STEM curriculum already established in the high schools and middle schools. And so what this elementary STEM initiative that we are supporting does is kind of broadens that pathway. So it's exposing kindergartners all the way through fifth graders to that same curriculum that they're going to eventually get in middle school and high school. So they're doing, I've been into the classrooms to see what they're doing, and it's really amazing. Our third and fourth graders are learning to code. So they are outside coding, kind of programming their teachers to do certain tasks, and then they come into the classroom and work on their iPads, their tablets to program different characters that they've created. So it's really impressive what our students are doing at this point in time with technology.
And so just for the listening audience, comparing that to, let's say, the third and fourth grade football team is learning the same program that the high school team is playing. If I carry that analogy through in science, you're picking up the early steps of what they will be doing in high school.
Sure. So I think the idea is that then when they get into fifth grade and they go into sixth grade, they're already exposed to those STEM curriculum. They're already excited about it. You know, elementary school is where kids develop their curiosity, boys and girls, and that's where they develop their passions. And I think by exposing them to that at an early age, then they're ready. Their teachers are already saying that how much easier they think it's going to be next year, because this is the first year we've implemented it. So the teachers are learning and the students are learning. Some of them don't know how to swipe on an iPad, but then when they go into next year, they'll be much more prepared to kind of hit the ground running on those programs.
Sounds like a great deal. Chuck, that's got to pay off dividends for you and on down the road.
It's wonderful. It's truly hands-on learning. You know, it builds right into our middle school program that we've expanded. Matter of fact, Granger mentioned at the board meeting Monday is his presentation. You know, we have an emphasis at our middle school level, too, specifically about trying to get more girls involved in the STEM field, sparking their interest. But research will show you now there's more girls graduating from universities, females than males. However, in several STEM fields, there's still a lot of them are dominated by the males. There's more males going into it. So we're really trying to spark that interest. They have some great clubs that, matter of fact, when we've increased our staffing at the middle school level, we have a couple of great Shannon McKinney, Lolly Williams, Rachel Huff, and Darren Meserly are all teaching those classes too, and their student organizations that are tied to those classes. Mm-hmm. We have, matter of fact, Granger had a picture up at the board meeting Monday, and it showed a lot of girls' faces, which was good to see. So it's really exciting. We have the three levels of computer science at the high school. Granger also mentioned that we're applying to offer cybersecurity next year. Mm-hmm. We're hopefully be in line that we'll be able to offer that fourth level of computer science at the high school. And we really think by sparking that interest at the elementary level, it'll continue to grow.
Good. By the way, congratulations to the Lady Bruins for a great record too. That's a community connection on 1400 K1.